The Wisconsin Constitution guarantees voting rights and limits the ability of the legislature to restrict who may vote. A lawsuit by the Wisconsin League of Women Voters contends that the legislature exceeded that authority with the voter ID law. Attorney Susan Crawford argued the league's case in court today.
What renders this law unconstitutional, Your Honor, is that it permits a qualified voter, a voter who is a U.S. citizen, is at least 18 years old, is a resident of their voting district, and is registered to vote. It requires that that individual be barred from voting if that person does not show an ID at the polls.
But Department of Justice Attorney Carrie Benedon argued that this law is not a new restriction on who could vote, only on what they would need to vote.
The photo identification requirements of Act 23 is simply a means of proving that a person is the person who is entitled to vote, the person who is registered to vote. It's not a new eligibility criteria. It's not a qualification on electors.
Dane County Judge Richard Neese said he would rule Monday on whether to block the photo ID law from taking effect. It's an unusual case because the law is already stalled. Dane County Judge David Flanagan issued an injunction earlier this week halting the law in a separate case brought by the NAACP. That case is different than this one in that it looks at scores of real-world examples of voters who've spent significant time and money trying to secure an ID for voting. Yet another voter ID lawsuit by the ACLU makes similar arguments in federal court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.